Maria Suarez lives and works in Los Angeles. She's an attractive woman, dark-haired, professionally dressed. You could pass her on the street going to or from work or home and never think twice. But Maria spent 5 years of her life as a slave. This is her story.
I was going to be 16 when my father came to this country to get his green card, and I came with him. Not even a month, probably less than that, I was walking on the street, went to get my niece from school, and this woman approached me offering me a job. This job, she told me that it was a job that I was going to be cleaning and answering the phone. It's going to be a couple of elder people. I said, oh, yeah, that will be good. Surprise my family with the job. So she says, okay, let's go and let's meet the person who you're going to be working for. And so I figure it's going to be just go and come back. The thing is that it was far away from one place to another, and it was longer than an hour. And by that time, I didn't speak English. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know my area where I was or anything. I just was new in this country. And we went to meet these people. And when I went, I met this man who it was like in his 68 or 70. The man appears to be okay. And I went in the house with them. And I noticed that windows and the doors had extra locks and extra padlocks, and even the phone, it was a rotary phone, had a lock. I start feeling my stomach like I'm in the wrong place, but I didn't pay attention to that. So then when they came out, I told them that I need to go home, I need to go to my house. And she says, between him and her, says, why don't you stay here and meet the wife? To make a long story short story, that they convinced me to stay there, and I said the only way I can stay is if I tell my family that I'm going to be staying here. And he removed the lock from the phone, and I call my sister that I had found a job and I was going to stay there because I was going to be working. My sister didn't like that. She got a little upset, started asking me about address, phone number, where I was, and the name of these people. And I didn't even know the address, the phone number, not even the city or these people's name. I didn't even know anything. So I just keep asking that to the man, and the man keep wiggling his finger, telling me, I will take you home tomorrow. I will take you home tomorrow. Well, that tomorrow never came. I think I got a little bit of scared and at the same time angry or impatient. I don't know exactly what it was. And I said, well, you told me you were going to take me to my house. And he says that I was not going to go nowhere because he had paid $200 for me. I was his slave, and he was going to do to me whatever he wants to do. So by then, I can tell that he's angry, and he's like wanting to get hold of me, you know, like touch me or something. So I start running, and he catch me. When he catch me, he pulled me back and tore up all my clothes. And after he tore up all my clothes, he pushed me out of the house. And like a newborn baby out of the house, and it was cars passing by. And for somebody to do that to you, that's like, you know, you just want to have your clothes back or something. So I keep crying and crying and asking him, begging for my clothes. He was laughing through the window. The door had a window, laughing and looking at me. And he opened the door and he says, you want your clothes? And I said, yes, please let me have my clothes. So he says, okay, come and get it. So I go and get my clothes, and I don't know how he hit me. The thing is that I fell on, and I hit my head on the top, and I went unconscious. When I woke up, he had raped me, and he was standing by my feet, and I seeing myself that he had raped me. So I start crying, and he looked at me, and he says that I better not tell no one, because he's a witch, and he can kill my family, he can burn my family's house, and he can kill me. By then, I just felt like I worth nothing. I couldn't tell my family. I couldn't do anything. How I was going to tell my family what these men have done to me. So I just kept quiet. Then the time kept running. You know, I lasted 5 years. During those 5 years, he abused me emotionally, physically, sexually. Those 5 years, I was living one day at a time, knowing that, okay, today I'm alive. Tomorrow I might be dead.
Maria's story went from bad to worse. The man who called himself her owner had an argument with a neighbor and killed him. He told the police Maria had committed the murder. With no English and no lawyer, Maria had very little hope of defending herself. She spent the next 23 years in prison for a crime she didn't commit. She was freed and her name cleared, in part through the efforts of a group called Free the Slaves. Today, Maria Suarez works with Free the Slaves, telling her story and doing what she can to help other victims of slavery, for whom she has this message.
It's never late. It's never late. It's always a chance to give people a sign that we need help. Either a word, a look, a little piece of paper, just to drop something, make people pay attention. You know, it's a lot of ways to let people know that, hey, I need help. That's my message. I want people to be aware that even though on the 1800s, slavery was supposed to have abolished, but it's not true. We still have that. And it's worse now, because now it's not only work. It's sexual and it's different in a lot of other ways. That's my mission. That's to help other victims.